many other people. Sergeant James Dean went to Afghanistan, spent a tour there, came back suffering from severe post-traumatic stress disorder. He had nightmares. He withdrew from his wife. And on Christmas Eve, he barricaded himself in his father's farmhouse in rural Maryland. And the impetus for that was that he had just received a letter saying he was being deployed to Iraq. This is a man who's already mentally unstable, getting a notice for a second deployment, barricades himself into his father's farmhouse, and then the Maryland state troopers show up, a standoff ensues, and they shoot him dead. And this is something that veterans activists usually call suicide by cop. It's more common than you'd think. James Dean is not the only instance of this. There was another instance in Minnesota that I know of, one out here in California where I am near Modesto. There are a lot of these instances, and when the military and the VA said there have been 430 suicides of veterans of Iraq and Afghanistan, they are not counting people like James Dean and these others who died in confrontations with police.
The Associated Press also reported this week that, according to a report from a military mental health task force, one major hurdle in stopping suicide is getting people to ask for help. From 20% to 50% of active duty troops and reservists who returned from war reported psychological problems, relationship problems, depression, and symptoms of stress reactions, but most report that they have not sought help. Free Speech Radio news reporter Aaron Glantz maintains a website called warcomeshome.org that documents the stories of the veterans of the Iraq and Afghanistan conflicts. He agrees that many returning soldiers, both men and women, are stoic and believe they can handle the return to civilian life on their own. But he says there's also something else going on here.
Is that the U.S. military does not want to admit that it is doing a crappy job of treating these people. And so they put the onus, they put the blame onto the shoulders of the servicemen. They say, if you would just come get help, then we would have helped you. But the fact of the matter is that people who go in for help do not get it. And one of the other stories that we have up on warcomeshome.org is a story of Sergeant Brian Rand. And here's a guy who came back from two tours in Iraq, and actually after his first tour had been complaining of post-traumatic stress disorder, nightmares, suicidal thoughts, had told his sister that he was going to kill himself. And then the U.S. military just deployed him to Iraq anyway, even after he had asked for help from the VA, and he didn't get it. And then he came back a second time, and he shot himself under the Clarksville River Bridge Pavilion on the Cumberland River in Tennessee. And, you know, the point of all this is that, yes, you know, people are proud. There is a stigma. People don't want to go in and get help. But on the other hand, when they do go in to get help, the military usually does not help them. And another fact that was in that same report that not necessarily getting picked out by the AP maybe, is that there are actually fewer mental health professionals working for the U.S. military now than there were when the U.S. invaded Iraq in 2003 because, you know, just like the military is in general having trouble meeting its recruiting goals, people don't want to join the military to go fight in Iraq. Well, guess what? Psychologists and psychiatrists don't want to join the military and get sent to Iraq either. And so there's actually fewer psychiatrists and psychologists working for the government treating more and more mentally injured veterans.
Is there anything else about this you want to add?
No, I just would urge people to keep track of the actual number of Americans being killed in this war. You know, we get this number of about 4,229 American soldiers killed in Iraq and Afghanistan. Now the AP, through their investigative work, is adding 430 more to that number. And what I'm saying is that even their count is low. And we have to think about the actual number of Americans that are dying, just as we have to think about the actual number of Iraqi people that are dying in this war. And the Bush administration has systematically tried to downplay and obfuscate and keep us from knowing the true cost of this war.